بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. So we are on هي أو تنتهي غاية الإسناد إلى التابعي، or the إسناد ends with a تابعي، وهو من لقي الصحابي كذلك. And the تابعي is the one who has met the صحابي in the same manner. In the same manner as in من لقي الصحابي بالإيمان ومات على الإيمان وإن تخللت الردة. So the same condition. However, as Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned previously, that tashbih doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be tashbih in everything. So he will exclude certain things. وَهَذَا مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِاللُّقِيِّ وَمَا ذُكِرَ مَعَهُ. So this relates to the meeting and everything else that was mentioned, like who saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Iman, and وإن تخللت الردة، etc. etc. إلا قيد الإيمان به فذلك خاص بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذا هو المختار. Except that the condition of meeting with إيمان is not the condition of إيمان is not necessary. The meeting with Iman is not necessary. فَذَلِكَ خَاصٌ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is only خاص with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this definition is the most preferred opinion. What that basically means, one does not necessarily have to meet the Sahabi in the state of Iman. Any meeting of the Sahabi, as long as that person died with Iman, is sufficient for that person to be a Tabi'i. Okay? The khususiyat of believing in the Prophet, meeting the Prophet while someone is a believer, that's a khususiyat. Specific to the Prophet Islam, but as far as a Sahabi is concerned, the condition is that one has to meet the Sahabi, but doesn't necessarily have to be a Muslim at that time. But the condition of dying as a Muslim is a requirement, obviously. Yeah. So this is the هذا هو المختار. خلافا لمن اشترط في التابعي طول الملازمة أو صحة السماع أو صحة السماع أو التمييز. As opposed to those who say that one of the conditions of somebody becoming a tabi'i is they need to have stayed in the company of the sahabi for a long time, or that their sima' or their sama', their audition and receiving of hadith is sahih, or with tamyiz, they're on, they are in the age of discretion, where they are able to distinguish between things. So there are three opinions here. One is that some people have made it a condition that in order for somebody to be a tabi'i, they need to have spent quite a long time with the sahabi. Okay. Another opinion is that they should be old enough, okay, they should be old enough to hear, audition, receive hadith, not necessarily teach hadith, to receive hadith. And so even like receiving hadith, what is the age for that? Then there's quite a lot of discussions on this amongst the scholars. If I was to, where is it? Can you see Al-Muhaddis Al-Fasil? There we go. Yeah. Yeah, so there is a clear distinction between when one can do sama and when one can do ada. So for ada, it's a later age, but for sama, the age is earlier. So they're saying sihatu sama, as far as one is able to receive hadith or tamyiz. Tamyiz basically means that they're old enough to be able to discern age of discernment. However, these are marjuh, ghair mukhtar opinion. The mukhtar opinion is man laqiya sahabiyya kadhalika wa hadha huwa al-mukhtar. And this is why people like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, although he was a little child, he saw Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He does not do riwayat from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but he is considered from the Sigar at-Tabi'een. Is that okay? وَبَقِيَ بَيْنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ طَبَقَةٌ أُخْرَى. There remains another tabqa between the Sahabi and the Tabi'een. Okay, another classification. اُخْتُلِفَ فِي إِلْحَاقِهِمْ بِأَيِّ الْقِسْمَيْنِ. Ulama have disagreed on associating with either of the two. Some have said that they are Sahaba, others have said that they are Tabi'i. Okay, wahum, but the dominant opinion in that is that these people are Tabi'i. Wahum al-mukhadramun alladhina adraku al-jahiliyya wal-islam walam yarawun nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And these are the mukhadram or the mukhadramiyun, such as Najashi, such as Abu Uthman al-Nahdi, such as Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, and other Mukhadramiyun. There are quite a few of them who are actually Mullah Ali Qari mentions a name of few of them. Like they came right when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed. So some came when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they just came and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. And there was one who came. So for example, Jubayr ibn Nufayr, فَإِنَّهُ أَسْلَمَ وَهُوَ بَالِغٌ فِي خِلَافَةِ أَبِي بَكَرٍ وَبَعْدٌ بِمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فِي حَيَاتِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَزَيْدِ ابْنِ وَهَبٍ فَإِنَّهُ رَحَلَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقُبِضَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ فِي الطَّرِيقِ. So Zayd ibn Wahab traveled towards the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but the Prophet died and he was in the road. وكذا وقع لقيس بن أبي حازم وأبي مسلم الخولاني وأبو عبد الله الصنابحي. There's another Sahabi by the there's a Sahabi by the name of Abu Abdullah Sunabihi. He comes in Tirmizi, but this is another person. مات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل قدومهم بليال وأقرب من هؤلاء سويد بن غفلة قدم حين نفذت الأيدي من دفنه صلى الله عليه وسلم. Suwayd ibn Ghafala, he came and the people have just buried the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there are all of these people. What do we class them as? Do we class them as Sahabi or do we class them as Tabi'i? So they have a special position. These are called the Mukhadrimiyun. As far as their names are concerned, Mukhadrimi are those man adrakul jahiliya wal Islam who were there before Nabuwat, but also there during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they did not meet or they did not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a tabqa. Okay, fa'addahum Ibn Abd al-Barr fi al-Sahaba. So Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr in his book Al-Isti'ab, on Sahaba, he includes the Mukhadaramiyun, that these are Sahaba, وَادَّعَى عِيَاضٌ وَغَيْرُهُ أَنَّ ابْنَ عَبْدِ الْبَرِّ يَقُولُ إِنَّمْ صَحَابَةٌ وَفِيهِ نَظَرٌ. Imam Qadi Iyad and others said Ibn Abdul Barr called him Sahabi, but this is a problematic position. لِأَنَّهُ أَفْصَحَ فِي خُطْبَةِ كِتَابِهِ بِأَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا أَوْرَدَهُمْ لِيَكُونَ كِتَابَهُ جَامِعًا مُسْتَوْعِبًا لِأَهْلِ الْقَرْنِ الْأَوَّلِ. He clearly mentions in the khutbah that he has included them in his book so that his book can be a wholesome compilation of people who lived in the Qarnul Awwal, okay, in the period of the Sahabis. So then you have two types of categorization. Then you have a tabqa zamanan, and then you have a tabaqa rutbatan, right? If you are going to look at the zamana, the time and the era, then those who take it into consideration, the zamana, like Imam Ibn Abdul Barr has taken into consideration, that they include them within the Sahabi. Those who take into consideration the rutbah is the status, whether they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not, then they include them in the tabi'in. Does that make sense? وَالصَّحِيحُ أَنَّهُمْ مَعْدُودُونَ فِي كِبَارِ التَّابِعِينَ سَوَاءٌ عُرِفَ أَنَّ الْوَاحِدَ مِنْهُمْ كَانَ مُسْلِمًا فِي زَمَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَالنَّجَاشِي أَمْ لَا. Whether it is known that one of them was a Muslim during the time of the Prophet ﷺ's time, such as Najashi, or it wasn't known at that time, but the fact that he was a Muslim, we know that Sayyid al-Tabi'in is Uwais al-Qarni. Lakin in thabata, so then Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he's given us the actual mas'ala, and then he goes on to some ikhtilafi issues. He says, "Lakin in thabata anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laylat al-Isra'i kushifa lahu an jami'i man fil ardi fara'ahum fayanbaghi an yu'adda man kana mu'minan bihi fi hayatihi idhaka wa in lam yulaqihi fi sahaba lihusuli ru'ya fi hayatihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, if it is established that on the day of Isra, night of Isra, the entire world was opened up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it necessitates that all of those people who believed in the Prophet and were alive at that time, idhaka, even though they did not meet the Prophet, they are Sahaba, because the Prophet saw them in his lifetime. And therefore, these Mukhadaramiyun, according to this, if it is established, then they are also Sahaba. So the reason why the Mukhadaramiyun are called Mukhadaramiyun, because Khadram basically means to cut the ears of camels, etc. And these particular people, one opinion is that they used to cut the ears of they were living amongst kuffar, and they did not meet the Prophet for whatever reason. They used to cut the ears of their camels, indicating that they were Muslims. I mean, this seems like a weak opinion. Imam Nawawi and others have counted that there are only 20 Mukhadram, but Mullah Ali Qari says that there are more than that. Another opinion is that the word Khadram basically means qata, and it basically means that these people are Mukhadram because they are munqati'. They are cut off from the rest of the Muslims of their time, i.e., the rest of the Muslims of their time are Sahaba, and they're kind of cut off from that suhbah, from that sharaf, and that's why they're called Mukhadaramiyun. So they have a special status. Now, coming on to this statement that Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani mentions, he is the muhaddith par excellence. But he doesn't, he says in Thabata, if it is established, but he doesn't go into and he doesn't tell us whether it is established or not. He just left it as a cliffhanger. Mullah Ali Qadi and others, they take this issue up and they say, well, everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does within the kashf, that is haqq and it is haqiqa. But however, the suhbah and the sahabiyya relates to the zahir and not to the kashf, and therefore, because zahir and nothing happened, these people will not be called sahabi. Because when we open it up to kashf, then we become it becomes problematic. People will say, oh, in my kashf I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc., etc., or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a kashf about me, etc., etc. So that becomes problematic. The Ulumul Hadith is kind of an empirical science. It's an empirical subject rather than a mystical subject where things are established. So there are entire discussions in Ulumul Hadith, not in the Nuzha, but in higher books of Ulumul Hadith, relating to what is the status of Kashf vis-a-vis establishing of Hadith. Okay, so this discussion is finished. Now he's going on to kind of finishing of this, wrapping up the entire discussion. Are there any questions before we move on?
My only question is, why is there seem to be more of a criteria when it comes to the tabi'i, like stricter criteria than with the sahabi?
No,
Because
it's the opposite. It's not. The criteria for the Sahabi is more stricter. The criteria for the Tabi'i is that they need to at least have met or saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iman is not a shart in meeting or seeing.
oh, okay. So the tabi'i can meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and
Sorry, so
not.
the Tabi'i, sorry, not the Prophet, Tabi'i sees the Sahabi. It's not a condition for the Tabi'i to have seen the Sahabi or met the Sahabi whilst they were Muslims.
Right,
Why?
right. But with the Sahabi, they must have iman when they met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay.
Does that make sense? So the condition
Is
for the Sahabi.
there reasoning behind that,
Yeah,
that the
because the sharaf of suhbah, because the sharaf of the sahabi is so such a great sharaf that the conditions for them is narrow.
got it.
فالقسم الأول مما تقدم ذكره من الأقسام الثلاثة وهو ما تنتهي إليه غاية الإسناد. So the first قسم from what we have mentioned from the three types, i.e., where the isnad ends. The first one is called the marfu. The marfu is the first one. كان ذلك الانتهاء بإسناد متصل أم لا. So remember, we said غاية الإسناد ما تنتهي إليه ما ينتهي إلى الإسناد إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when the isnad ends with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is called marfu. Irrelevant of كَانَ ذَلِكَ الْإِنْتِهَاءَ بِإِسْنَادٍ مُتَّصِلٍ أَمْ لَا. Irrelevant of whether that intihā is whether the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting at the end is preceded by a muttasil, a continuous chain, or whether the chain is broken. والثاني الموقوف وهو ما انتهى إليه الصحابي. The second is موقوف, and موقوف is the one which ends at a صحابي. And the third, what we just discussed today, is the مقطوع وهو ما انتهى إليه التابعي, is the one where the إسناد ends at the تابعي. So remember, I told you مرفوع, موقوف, and مقطوع. These are sifat of the matan. Who is the sayer? Is it the Prophet? Is it the
Right.
Sahabi? Is it the Tabi'i? The other stuff that we have spoken about, muttasil, munqati', mu'allaq, mu'dal, mursal, these are sifat of the isnad. Okay, so let's not get confused. Yep. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know we went over this two different times, but explain to me one more time simply this concept, just so we can
Okay. So
wrap our heads around it.
there are two. When we talk about a hadith, we basically mean the hadith is the composite of the isnad and the matan. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the matan, which is the text, can either be coming from the prophet, or it can be coming from the sahaba, or it can be coming from a tabi'i. Do you accept
Right.
that or not?
Yes.
So if it comes from the sahaba, it is called marfu. If it comes from the prophet, it's called marfu. If it comes from the sahaba, it is called mawquf. And if it comes from a tabi'i, it is called maqtu'.
Right.
So marfu, mawquf, maqtu' are sifat of the matan.
The
It
met.
tells us who is the author of that matan. Have you understood that?
Yes, who's the source of the text that is being spoken? Right.
Yes. Now, as far as the isnad is concerned, marfu, mawquf, and maqtu don't talk about the isnad. They only talk about the source of the information. Who is it? Now, as far as the isnad is concerned, the isnad can be continuous, meaning that there is nobody missing in the link, or the
Right.
isnad can be munqati', and the different variations of munqati', which is
Right.
mu'allaq, mu'dal, mursal. Okay,
Right.
so
Okay.
when we talk about muttasil, munqati', mu'dal, mursal, these are all sifats of the isnad, and they've got nothing to do with the matan. So
Right.
you can have an isnad which is continuous all the way up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This isnad is muttasil, and the matan is marfu'. Or you can have
Right.
an isnad which is mursal. Mursal means the sahabi is missing, so there's a person missing, and the tabi'i is saying qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this isnad is mursal, but the matan is marfu'. Or you can have an isnad which is munqati', where people are missing in the middle, or mu'dal, but the matan is still marfu', as long as it says qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say marfu', mawquf, maqtu', we are giving a value judgment on the matan. We are not making any judgment about the isnad and the type
Got
of
it.
isnad. Does that make
So
sense?
makes sense. So just to highlight an example to see if I understood your point correctly. So if a tabi'i is saying something and the tabi'i is the one giving the quote, then that is maqtu'. But if the tabi'i is saying qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and is not mentioning the sahabi, that is mursal.
That is mursal, but because it has qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is marfu'.
It is marfu', right, because it goes to
Yeah.
the right. Got
Does that make sense? Because
it. Makes
this text, the text, the isnad ends with the prophet, so it's marfu'.
this
But
marfu'.
the
Okay.
isnad is broken, it is mursal.
Got it. Got it.
Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes.
ومن دون التابعي من أتباع التابعين فمن بعدهم فيه أي في التسمية مثله. And anyone who is below the تابعين, for example, like أتباع التابعين, the followers of the followers, and anyone who comes after them, they are the same. Like, for example, their words are مقطوع. If they have an إسناد, then we call it مقطوع. Yeah. So you might have an إسناد all the way up to Imam Abu Hanifa. This is just technically speaking is maqtu'. It doesn't really have any value as far as ulumul hadith is concerned, because ulumul hadith is not really about establishing the opinions of tabi'in. He just categorized it for the sake of categorization. So anything below the tabi'i, if it has an isnad, then these are all maqtu'. أي مثل ما ينتهي إلى التابعي في تسمية جميع ذلك مقطوعا. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
وإن شئت قلت موقوف على فلان, And sometimes then people say it's mawqufun ala fulan. So you have to be careful that sometimes people use mawquf and maqtu interchangeably, but they'll say mawqufun ala fulan. It stops at the following person. Yeah. فحصلت التفرقة أو تفرقة في الاصطلاح بين المقطوع والمنقطع. So there is a distinction in the terminology of مقطوع and منقطع. فالمنقطع من مباحث الإسناد. منقطع is from the topics of the إسناد كما تقدم. والمقطوع من مباحث المتن. And مقطوع is from the topics dealt with in the متن كما ترى. Did you understand that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not Omar? Really. Can we just?
Okay. So you need to tell me what is a maqtu'.
Maqtu' was when the tabi'i is the source of the statement.
So are we dealing with the isnad or are we dealing with the matan?
We're dealing with the matan because the source of the matan is the tabi'i.
Okay. What is munqati'?
Munqati', I don't remember what munqati' was off the top of my head. I think okay. It was the one. Yeah.
Hussein, help him, please.
So munqati' is related to the sanad where there's a break in the chain. It's not. Okay. It's not fully connected.
Carry on reading, please.
So, for example, you know, times. I'll try and avoid using terminology, but if there's somebody missing in the chain. Like, you know, one person missing, say, for example,
right.
A tabi saying the Prophet said this, or a tabi tabi'i saying, you know, a sahabi said this, for example. There's somebody missing in the chain.
Right.
What's the opposite of munqati'?
Muttasil.
Muttasil. So, because the word maqtu and munqati', both of them have the word, the root of qata' in them.
Right.
Mab ibn Hajar is trying to show us, don't get confused. Maqtu' relates to the matan and munqati relates to the isnad.
Got it. Okay, understood.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's true, the terms are confusing. So I think you sent us something over with each term and the definition next to it. It's good to, I guess, print it out and have it in front of us so we don't get confused. Because some of these sound very similar. Like,
this is why he's saying it. فَحَصَلَتِ التَّفْرِقَ فِي الْإِصْطِلَاحِ بَيْنَ الْمَقْتُوعِ وَالْمُنْقَطِعِ فَالْمُنْقَطِعِ مِنْ بَمَاحِثِ الْإِسْنَادِ. مُنْقَطِع is basically you making a judgment on the isnad. وَالْمَقْتُوعُ مِنْ مَبَاحِثِ الْمَتَنِ. And مَقْتُوع is basically you telling us who the source of the matan is. كَمَا تَرَى. Does that make sense?
Yes.
وقد أطلق بعضهم هذا في موضع هذا وبالعكس تجوزا عن الاصطلاح. And sometimes people, to add to the confusion, sometimes they interchangeably use them by they use مقطوع to mean منقطي and use منقطي to mean مقطوع. تجوزا عن الاصطلاح مجازا عن الاصطلاح. Taking it outside of the reality of the istilah. But the reality is, tajawuzan is to make something majaz. The haqiqat is that maqtu is min mabahisil matan and munqati is min mabahisil isnad. Wa yuqalu lil akhirin ay al mawquf wal maqtu al athar. So when we talk about the marfu, mawquf and maqtu, then mawquf and maqtu is known as. So the mawquf and maqtu' hadith, if you want to call them hadith, are known as athar rather than so we say this is the athar of the sahabi, this is the athar of the tabi'i. So they are known. So where we say this is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't actually say this is the athar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say this is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when we're talking about the tabi'i and the sahaba, so mawquf and the muqtu, we say it's the athar of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. It is the athar of Abu Hanifa. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Saying that, the word athar is also used for hadith as well. It's not exclusive to mawquf and maqtu', but it in our everyday language we use the word athar. We normally don't say there is an athar of the Prophet. We say there's a hadith of the Prophet, but there's an athar of Abu Bakr or athar of Ibn Mas'ud. But the word athar is also used for hadith. For example, this book is called Nuzhatun Nadar fi Tawdihi Nukhbatul Fikr fi Mustalahi Ahlul Athar. Yeah? By Ahlul Athar, he means Ahlul Hadith. Similarly, Imam Tahawi's book, Sharhu Ma'ani al-Athar. Imam Tahawi's other book, Sharhu Mushkil al-Athar. So even by Athar here, he means Hadith. But it is more in vogue and more in use to refer to the Mawquf and the Maqtu' as Athar, as opposed to the Marfu'. The Marfu' is Hadith, Mawquf and Maqtu' is Athar. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now there is a final terminology here, which is musnad. Again, I will iterate that muttasil, munqati', mu'allaq, mu'dal, mursal, these are all from the mabahis of the isnad. They tell us the status of the isnad. Whether the isnad is broken or not, whether the isnad is broken in the beginning or is broken at the end or is broken in the middle, and whether there are two people missing or not, right? These are mabahis of the isnad. Marfu', mawquf, maqtu' are mabahis of the matan. They tell us who the source of the matan is. So when we say hadha hadithun marfu', we definitely know that this is a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. However, this does not tell us anything about the isnad, the nature of the isnad. The isnad can be muttasil. So you can have muttasil marfu', you can have munqati' marfu', you can have mu'allaq marfu', you can have mu'dal marfu', you can have mursal marfu'. Do you understand? Does that make sense?
Yes.
However, yes. There is one istilah that if you use that istilah, it basically means that the isnad is muttasil, there is no break in the isnad, and the hadith is marfu'. And that terminology is al-musnad.
Muslim.
Al-musnad is the one where the sanad is muttasil, and the source is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So al-musnad is al-muttasil al-marfu'. Is a composite term for that is al-musnad. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Wal-musnadu fi qawli ahli al-hadithi hadha hadithun musnadun huwa marfu'u sahabiyyin bisanadin zahiruhu al-ittisal. Musnad is the marfu' of the sahabi with the sanad, which is apparently connected. Zahiruhu al-ittisal. This is when we're talking about a hadith, individual hadith is musnad. We're not talking about the musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. That has another connotation, right? The musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal or the masanid as books is different from the musnad that we are talking about. Here we're talking about individual hadiths. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. The musnad is a hadith. The musnad as a book typology is opposed to the musannaf. Okay. The musnad as a book is opposed to the musannaf as a book. The musnad is all that book of hadith where the hadiths are arranged according to names of authors, such as the names of the Sahabi or the names of the Shuyukh. Musannafs are hadith books which are topically arranged according to Kitabu Tahara, Kitabu Salat. So Musnad Ahmad is Musnad and Sahih al Bukhari is a Musannaf. Does that make sense? So that's a different distinction, different terminology. Here we're talking about when we refer to an individual hadith as a musnad, what do we mean by that? When we say a hadith is musnad, it means that the isnad is muttasil and the matn is marfu. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Wal musnadu fi qawli ahli al hadithi. Hada hadithun musnadun huwa marfu'u sahabiyyin bi sanadin zahiruhu al ittisal. It's the marfu of the sahabi, means the sahabi has done rafa to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a sanad, which zahir of it is ittisal. Now he's going to break this up. The sanad is is muttasil. فقولي مرفوع كالجنس. My saying مرفوع مرفوع is جنس, in the same in it's the wider kind of genus. And then وقولي صحابي كالفصل يخرج به ما رفعه التابعي فإنه مرسل. So he says that when we say مرفوع صحابي, right, he's saying this word صحابي is excluding the مرفوعات of non-Sahabis. For example, when a tabi'i says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that hadith is مرفوع, but the isnad is مرسل, and therefore you cannot call it musnad. Does that make sense? Because the sahabi is missing, and the musnad, the isnad
right,
has to be muttasil. That's
right.
why he mentioned the marfu' sahabi, the sahaba's rafa, because a tabi'i can do a rafa, but when the tabi'i does rafa to the Prophet, that isnad is mursal.
Right, right,
sense?
right, right.
That's why he says marfu'u sahabiyyin wa qawli sahabiyyin kalfasli yakhruju bihi ma rafa'ahu tabi'iyyu fa innahu mursalun, that it excludes that which the tabi'i has done rafa, raised to the Prophet ﷺ, because the raising of the tabi'i of a hadith to the Prophet ﷺ is called mursal. Aw man dunahu fa innahu mu'dhalun aw mu'allaqun. Or anybody below. So for example, if the sahabi is missing and the tabi'i is missing, so two people are missing, and the tabi'u tabi'i, the student of the tabi'i, says qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or like for example imam what's his name, imam malik rahmatullah alayhi, so many times he says balagani anna an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fa'ala hadha, or anna an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala hadha, that it has reached me that the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this or said this. These are known as balagatul malik. Between Malik and the Prophet ﷺ, there's a tabi'i and there's a sahabi. Okay? So two people missing. This is mu'dal. Right? So the balagat of Malik is marfu', but not muttasil. It's mu'dal. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
I'm just getting a little confused with the terms, I guess.
Okay, let me get my writing pad out.
Yeah, I think we need the chart. That was the best, actually. For these, we need the chart.
I'm just trying to find my... Oh, there we go. Let me boot it up. Just give me 1 minute. Right. So if we have, say, متصل. What is a muttasil?
Muttasil means no breaks in the chain of the isnad.
Yeah. Is that right? Continuous isnad. Then we have inqita'. Inqita', right? And then we have inqita' zahir. With the zahir is you can see the inqita'. Number one is mu'allaq. What does mu'allaq mean? Break in the beginning of the isnad. Yeah. Number two, Mursal. Why is Mursal?
The tabi, the Sahab is not mentioned, so.
Yeah. So breaking the end of the isnad. Does that make sense? Yeah. Number three is Munqati'. Munqati' is break in the middle. In the middle of the isnad. Yeah. And then you have number four, Mu'dal. Two consecutive breaks. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we have, so what is a musnad? Let's say we call this musannif, rawi, tabi'i, sahabi, rasul. Right. This isnad is called muttasil. Yep.
Yep.
And this matan is called marfu.
Right.
Yep. When the isnad is muttasil and the matan is marfu', that is called musnad.
Musnad, yep.
Yeah. When the isnad is muttasil and the matan is marfu' of sahabi,
Right.
the marfu' of a sahabi, because the marfu of a sahabi basically means that the matan is muttasil, then that is called musnad. However, if you have a مرفوع تابعي, مرفوع of a تابعي, would that be called مسند؟
No.
So, no, it won't be called musnad because the isnad is not continuous. The isnad is not muttasil. The isnad
Right.
breaks at the sahabi is missing, and therefore, we will say this is marfu'u tabi'i, but it's not. The hadith is marfu' because qala Rasulullah SAW is there, but the isnad is not muttasil. The isnad is mursal, and
Right.
therefore, this hadith cannot be called musnad. In order for the hadith to be musnad, it needs to be marfu'u sahabiyin. Marfu'u sahabiyin means there's no drop in the isnad. But when
Right.
you have a mursal, which is marfu'u tabi'i, the sahabi is missing. Therefore, this hadith cannot be musnad. Similarly, I was talking about mu'dal, right? So if we have, let's say, musannif, right? Rawi, then we have Imam Malik here. Malik, he misses out one person, two person, Rasul. Yeah, this is marfu'. It's marfu', but it's mu'dal. Mu'dal means when two people are missing in the isnad. So one person is missing, two person. Imam Malik says, "Balagani anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala zalika." These are balagat of Malik are actually mu'dalat because he misses two people or sometimes three people out. So these are actually mu'dal. So although it's marfu', the isnad is not muttasil, and therefore you cannot call it musnad.
Right.
Musnad is when the isnad is muttasil, it is a marfu of the sahabi, and the isnad is completely muttasil, that is called a musnad. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, are you clear now?
Yes. This was very useful. Thank you.
Okay. So this is what he's just talking about. He's saying, والمسند في قول فقولي صحابي كالفصل. My saying مرفوع صحابي, it is like the exclusion. يخرج به ما رفعه التابعي. It excludes what the تابعي does مرفوع of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإنه مرسل, because what the تابعي does مرفوع to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is called مرسل, because the isnad, there's a break in the isnad, isn't there? So that's a mursal. In order for something to be a musnad, the isnad has to be muttasil and it has to be a marfu sahabi. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You probably will have to kind of now look at the recordings. أو من دونه, or anybody below that, فإنه معضل أو معلق, because anybody below that can be معضل or معلق. So for example, here we found that Imam Malik is missing out two people, and yet he's saying قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The hadith is مرفوع, but it's not متصل, and therefore it can't be مسند. It's معضل. The isnad is معضل. The isnad is not متصل. Therefore, it cannot be a مسند. Are you still with me, Hussein? And Umar.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Remember this, that in order for something to be musnad, the isnad has to be muttasil, continuous isnad, and the, so all the way up to the sahabi, and the source has to be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That combination makes it into a musnad. Only that combination, meaning that you can have a marfu', but if the isnad is not muttasil because the isnad is mursal, or the isnad is mu'allaq, or the isnad is munqati, or the isnad is mu'dal, then it's what it is, but it's not a musnad.
Right.
وقولي ظاهره الاتصال. And he's saying, where does he say? مرفوع صحابي بسند, with the سند ظاهره الاتصال. He's saying ظاهر الاتصال, that there is an apparent اتصال. يخرج به ما ظاهره الانقطاع. It excludes those where physically you can see that there is something missing because there is a person missing in the isnad. ويدخل ما فيه ال ما فيه الاحتمال وما يوجد فيه حقيقة اتصال من باب الأولى. And also included in ظاهر الاتصال is those where there is a possibility of اتصال, but then there is a possibility of انقطاع. Right? All it is doing is excluding those where we know definitely there is an inqita'. For example, let's say Imam Malik says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we definitely know that this is munqati', right? There is inqita' mu'adal because Imam Malik did not see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there may be situations where the isnad, the ittisaliyya, the connectedness and continuous of the isnad might not be as apparent. For example, in the case of tadlis, remember tadlis is quite hard to detect. And the zahir, by looking at it, by looking at the isnad, it might basically seem that there is no zahiri, there is no inqita' there. So tadlis is not included in the definition of musnad because tadlis has an ihtimal of ittisal. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what tadlis is? Tadlis is when a rawi misses out his sheikh and narrates directly from the sheikh's sheikh, giving the impression that he's narrating directly from the sheikh's sheikh. And this impression only comes about because the sheikh's sheikh is also his sheikh. So people will not doubt that he's... So because of that, so because there is an ihtimal that this is ittisal, an ihtimal that this is inqita, this is not included in his fasal of zahir al-ittisal. وَمَا يُوجِدْ فِي حَقِيقَةُ الْإِتِّصَالِ مِنْ بَابِ الْأَوْلَى. So obviously that where there is a haqiqi ittisal, he's just basically saying what apparently looks like ittisal. So obviously the one where there is haqiqi ittisal min babil awla, it's obvious that that is you know, of a higher degree. Wa yufhamu min at-taqyid bi-dhuhuri anna al-inqita' al-khafiyya, and it is understood from this condition of dhuhur that those things which have inqita' khafi, so remember we were talking about inqita' zahir and inqita' batin, so those which have inqita' batin or inqita' zahir, such as an'anatul mudallis wal mu'asir alladhi lam yasbud luqiyuhu and the mursal al-khafi, la yukhrij al-hadith an kawnihi musnadan, does not take the hadith out of it being a musnad. لإطباق الأئمة الذين خرجوا المسانيد على ذلك, so that it applies perfectly with the ulama who have also included in those books of musnads riwayats which have mudallas in them where the zahir is ittisal but khafiyan there is inqita, but they've incorporated them according, you know, in their masanid as well. وَهَذَا التَّعْرِيفُ مُوَافِقٌ لِقَوْلِ الْحَاكِمِ, and this tarif is in conformity to what Imam Hakim has said. الْمُسْنَدُ مَا رَوَاهُ الْمُحَدِّثُ عَنْ شَيْخٍ يَظْهَرُ سِمَاعُهُ مِنْهُ وَكَذَا شَيْخُهُ عَنْ شَيْخِهِ مُتَّصِلٍ إِلَى صَحَابِيٍ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Hakim said, Musnad is the one that a muhaddith has narrated from his sheikh, يَظْهَرُ سِمَاعُهُ, where the sima' from his sheikh is apparent, and similarly the sheikh from his sheikh until continues to the prophet, to the sahabi, to the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says it just apparently apparent, but haqiqatan it might not be because it's tadlis, so we just go with the zahir. وأما الخطيب, as far as Khatib al-Baghdadi, he said al-musnad al-muttasil, musnad is the isnad that is muttasil. فعلى هذا according to this opinion الموقوف إذا جاء بسند متصل يسمى عنده مسندا. The موقوف, the موقوف is remember the hadith where the source of the hadith is the Sahabi, the author is the Sahabi. So Imam Ibn Hajar says according to Khatib's opinion, if we say musnad basically means that the isnad is muttasil, there's no break in the isnad, then the isnad that muttasil isnad that ends at a sahabi, which is a mawquf, is also a musnad. Lakin qala inna dhalika qad ya'ti lakin bi qillatin. He says this happens, however this is seldom found. But Imam Ibn Hajar is basically not accepting that. He's basically saying he's making this as a bizarre statement that no, if we were to take Khatib Baghdadi's opinion, then we will have had to also say that Mawquf Hadith. Mawquf Hadith can also be Muttasil, which is not the case. But then he goes with a much more bizarre opinion of Ibn Abd al-Barr. وأبعد ابن عبد البر حيث قال المسند المرفوع ولم يتعرض للإسناد. And even more bizarre or far away is Ibn Abd al-Barr, who says that the musnad is another synonym for the marfu. ولم يتعرض للإسناد, and he did not talk about the إسناد. فإنه يستق على المرسل والمعدل والمنقطع إذا كان المتن مرفوعا ولا قائل به. Because what Ibn Abd al-Barr is saying that will apply to the مرسل, the معدل, the منقطع, if the متن is مرفوع and nobody says this. So actually in reality there are two things happening here. Number one is there is the isnad, and the isnad can have these features. It is if it's muttasil, it is muallaq, is it mursal, is munqati or mu'dal. And then we have the matans. The matan can either be marfu' or mawquf or maqtu'. Khatib al-Baghdadi basically says that musnad is the muttasil. He's basically saying musnad is a sifat of the isnad. Ibn Abd al-Barr is saying al-musnadu al-marfu, that musnad is a sifat of the matan. Imam Ibn Hajar saying both of them got it wrong. Musnad is a combination of the muttasil isnad and the marfu of the sahabi. That is the only scenario where you can have a musnad. There is no other scenarios. The hadith is muttasil, and it's the Sahabi who's doing Rafa to the Prophet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. We will leave the discussion here. We are on now a completely different discussion on Ulu al-Isnad. This discussion is one of the hardest discussions, especially Ulu and Nisbi, is one of the hardest discussions in the whole of the Nuzha. It will take a bit to understand. I think we will stop for now and resume after Ramadan. What do you say? Because it's going to be quite difficult to teach,
yeah,
especially if our time is here, yeah, as well. Yeah,